Using PPE to create safer environments. Table of contents. Reducing contact to laboratory hazards, PPE, legal and professional safety standards, types of PPE, budgetary constraints, and teacher training. Donate to EdCircuit. The conversation begins by defining PPE and its applicability in safer STEM classrooms and lab environments. PPE is a term many people first learned about during the pandemic. However, science instructors and administrators know it is a cornerstone of keeping students safer in the laboratory. As stated in previous conversations and numerous published articles on EdCircuit and elsewhere, safer STEM classrooms must implement and follow safety guidelines. A holistic safety guideline includes engineering controls, administrative protocols, and, very importantly, personal protective equipment. Reducing contact to laboratory hazards. Dr. Ken opens by discussing the three different hazards that PPE can help protect students from. These potential hazards include biological spores, pollen, bacteria, etc., chemical acids, alkaline, etc., physical glassware, springs, projectiles, etc. Each of these hazards has specific PPE associated with it. Knowing these hazards lets educators and students know how to effectively use PPE in the classroom or laboratory environments. As an example, Dr. Ken discussed the difference between safety glasses and safety goggles. As they point out, safety glasses can protect students from chemical splash hazards but not protect them from physical dangers such as the shattering of glassware. PPE legal and professional safety standards. In the second part of the episode, our guest discusses the legal and professional safety standards regarding PPE, including the three major kinds of protective gear and proper maintenance for each. Types of PPE. The three major areas that need protection in a STEM laboratory environment are: eye protective goggles and glasses are used to protect against issues. Proper upkeep for these includes UV cleaning for biological hazards and washing for chemical and physical hazards. Gloves, not made of latex due to allergic challenges, protect the hands from biological, chemical, and physical hazards. Proper maintenance includes proper diligence that the gloves do not have any tears or rips and are properly washed. Aprons, coats protect against chemical and physical hazards to the body. Their proper maintenance is regular laundering and anti-absorption treatment. Budgetary constraints and teacher training. The episode closes with a great discussion on PPE-based budgetary constraints and teacher training. Dr. Ken Roy leaves us with a great piece of advice. If the teacher believes something is unsafe without PPE, you have two choices. You either flip to another activity that doesn't require the PPE, or you say, "Sorry, principal. My class is not doing the hands-on work because we do not have the proper safety protocols in place, including the appropriate PPE." Subscribe to EdCircuit to stay up to date on all of our shows, podcasts, news, and thought leadership articles. Donate to EdCircuit. Support our efforts. Donate EdCircuit staff, author. EdCircuit is a mission-based organization entirely focused on the K-20 edtech industry and empowering the voices that can provide guidance and expertise in facilitating the appropriate usage of digital technology in education. Our goal is to elevate the voices of today's innovative thought leaders and edtech experts. Subscribe to receive notifications in your inbox. View all posts Science Safety, author. With an expansive catalog of over 250 safer courses, modules, and pathways, and verifiable certificate, Science Safety's comprehensive digital academy, the Safer Platform, empowers schools, organizations, and industry to build a culture of safety with safer science, safer STEM, safer CTE, safer arts, safer cyber, and safer lab training. Learn more at Science Safety. View all posts Dr. Kenneth Roy, author. Currently, Dr. Roy is the Chief Science Safety Compliance Advisor, Chief Safety Blogger at the National Science Teaching Association, NSTA, and the Safety Compliance Officer for the National Science Education Leadership Association, NSELA. He has published 13 science and STEM lab safety books and manuals and authored over 800 safety articles in professional journals and associations, including NSTA, NSELA, CSSS, ITEEA, and more. View all posts.